Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Is that what this show is? This show's just edging people the whole time.
What's
like
edging?
How close can we get?
It's like when you almost get there, but you don't allow yourself to, so that you can last longer.
It's like a pull out.
And you pull out and stop.
Stop. No.
And do some kissy kissy.
No.
And then you go back in, and then you last another 30 seconds, and then you pull back out.
That's bull right there, dude.
Much like this show.
Yeah, that's exactly what this show is.
Listen, okay, stop. Full disclosure.
Vader just learned a new sex thing.
He just... Welcome back, everybody. We're talking Invasion, episode 5. Oh,
yes, five.
We're halfway through.
We're halfway there, guys.
What time is it? Jesus Christ, it's 5:20.
We're good. We're going to keep going. Here we go. Invasion episode 5. Uh-huh. Still nothing happens.
Yeah.
And we're done.
The nuclear war fallout is, oh no, they got worse. But we're not going to show you. And people say, hey, we're going to figure out how to hit them back. But we're not going to show you. And we're going to solve this mystery. But we're not going to show you. All right. Oh, that's it for Invasion episode 5. Jude. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's not Jude. It's Kadish.
Dude, I don't.
I'm joined
Jude,
as always.
Introduce Matthew Kadish.
Yeah, Jude. Yeah, Jude's here.
Hello.
Matt is pickled.
I don't remember.
Thank you.
I don't remember anything that happened with this show today.
Nothing happened. That's fine.
Really, nothing happened.
Yeah. And our narrator and producer. Go ahead.
I remember some stuff about some cornfield or some
vaguely.
Shit. And Trevante being
a 60-foot scarecrow is like the creepiest thing in the freaking world.
I feel like this whole episode was like an edging episode. You were like, no.
Is that what this show is? This show's just edging people the whole time.
What's
like
edging?
How close can we get?
It's like when you almost get there, but you don't allow yourself to, so that it can last longer.
It's like so blue balls?
No, but it's purposefully making you go longer by almost getting there and then stopping.
Yeah.
So
and then
you're
and
almost
then,
there,
almost and there, and then you stop.
You pull out,
and you pull out and stop. And
stop. No,
and do some kissy kissy.
Oh,
and then you go back in, and then you last another 30 seconds, and then you pull back out.
That's some bullshit right there, dude.
Much like this show.
Yeah, that's exactly what this show is.
Listen, okay, stop. Full disclosure.
Vader just learned a new sex thing. He's like, I gotta go home and try this right now.
I need everybody to know right now, I am wasted, okay? It is,
and he has never edged.
I've never edged a goddamn day in my life.
June hasn't been here all day. Alex made us start late. I quit. I didn't even start drinking until 2:00.
Kate's just been here since the normal time, by the way.
It's 5:30.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm usually home by now.
Well, stop talking about how late it is. Can we get to the show?
And I'm just...
Let's go. Here we go.
What's edging again? What is this?
Oh.
It's like you're in there.
It's this show.
It's like,
it's Invasion. It's Apple TV's Invasion.
It's like you're giving yourself...
Blue balls. Exactly. Yeah.
That's what this show is.
It's not. Digital blue balls?
Is it? Because I'm not really turned on by anything on this show. What?
Nothing.
So,
on that note.
You know what? Aliens usually get me super horny, but not on this show.
the butthole doesn't get you going?
Listen,
that's crazy.
Show me a butthole. I might get turned on.
Bro, the butthole swallowed somebody today. She went inside the butthole. Wajo. Take it away, sir. What happens this episode?
All right. So, Invasion, Season 2, Episode 5, entitled A Voice from the Other Side. Now, guys, because this episode, literally nothing happened, I'm going to do something that we don't normally do when it comes to the recap.
Oh, can we be done?
We're going to do a speed round.
Okay.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
All right.
Because so little things happen, I can literally sum up this entire episode in 3 paragraphs.
Wow.
My man. Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right. Anisha Malik. Turns out Anisha's daughter was kidnapped by the extremely polite Canadian Army. Anisha is awful to Dollhouse, who refuses to trust him. Piece of Shit Junior spills to Ketchup Girl that they're on the run hiding the one weapon that could destroy all the aliens. Dollhouse covers for Anisha when the rest of the hillbillies with shotguns get mad at her, and now Anisha trusts Dollhouse. They all leave to rescue Anisha's daughter from being waterboarded with maple syrup. Trevante Cole. Trevante is lying low at Rose's house eating all her cereal and being an asshole. Rose takes Trevante to a cornfield where he sees a scarecrow, and an invisible alien drone spies on them. A farmer whose wife was abducted doesn't answer questions but says he's seen the people who've been abducted, and one of them is Billy. Who's Billy? Who the fuck cares? Mitsuki Yamoto. The nuclear strike against the aliens made everything worse, so Mitsuki decides to torture the alien butthole with electromagnetic fields. The alien butthole reveals Hinata is inside it, so Mitsuki fists the alien butthole and sees Casper before getting a nosebleed and pulled out of the alien butthole by Indian Elon Musk. She says, "They're all here," as the episode ends, like that's supposed to mean anything. And finally, Jim Bell Tyson, still dead.
I feel like a lot of your synopsis was derived from my drunk ramblings when we watched the episode.
Those were the only entertaining things happening during the episode.
Is it safe to say this is the worst episode of this entire series?
It's definitely the most dull.
Nothing happened.
Honestly, today I was like, I know I was a little drunk when I watched it because I needed to be, but I don't remember a single thing that happened.
We're pretty much in the same place we were an episode and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. I'm so upset that we
promised that we'd review the show.
Fine.
We're halfway through, guys.
Finish my comments.
The whole thing with Piece of Shit Family, they're like, oh my God, the Canadian Army has her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Normally, if somebody says that to you, they're like, oh, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
The Canadian Army?
Oh, thank God.
Oh my gosh.
Man. I'm so glad it was them.
The Canadians have somebody her. Else. Thank God.
She'll be fine.
Yeah.
She'll probably get better food.
She's having pancakes. Oh, I know it.
How you doing, little one? Listen, we're going to get you some maple syrup. Yeah. Okay?
Would you like some syrup?
Hot cocoa.
For your French toast?
You want to go chop down a tree?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 We need some
firewood.
We're
going to go logging.
Oh, yeah. 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 That's a pastime, all right. God. So she's fine.
Yeah.
Not stressed about the little girl.
We're going to make friends
with bears.
The bears.
So I'm not worried at all about little mini piece of shit.
She's cool. Yeah.
She's fine. She's
probably there later by the time they get there.
She's better off now.
Than she was with her mom.
With this ragtag 100%. Band of whatever these
with
people are.
Flamethrowers.
What are they?
Are they freedom fighters?
Are they guerrillas? What's the dude who runs Canada? What's his name?
Trudeau.
Are they Trudeau haters? What are they?
I don't
understand what they are.
They're He-Man alien haters.
We're just out here doing our thing, you know, helping the really nice people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. You know, we're gonna go down in the pit with the flamethrowers.
We gotta protect the Tim Hortons.
And yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know. It's the most valuable asset that our country has.
I don't know what we're doing, but, you know, we got this one asshole over there. He's like, I don't know what you're doing here, but you're not telling the truth.
Oh. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. on a serious note, the piece of shit lady, I don't even know what her name is anymore. Anisha. She's
Dr. and Mrs. Piece of
Shit. She's like, I don't trust you. Get away from my family.
Don't talk to
Take us where we want to go and get us out of here. And then as soon as she's like, can you please help me find my daughter?
Geez. Yeah.
Like, bitch.
Yeah.
What? Why?
You said we should leave you alone.
Here's me leaving you alone.
It's just
candy corn.
I'm sorry. I didn't know I was going to make noise. would you like some candy corn?
I was supposed to protect her.
I don't know. I didn't care about this storyline.
I don't care about any of them. I care about no one in this show.
When is the magic bullshit device going to come in handy?
The bark?
The
thing?
With the shiv?
The vibrating the thing?
Yeah, the vibrating shiv. Hmm. Are we ever, going to pay that off?
You have to get it to Brazil.
Ah.
So that Mitsuki can use it in the butthole.
So...
Yeah, so it's a plug
on the map that they pulled out. The dude's like, they're heading south. And he's like showing this map of them going south. He's like, they're headed for this fort. And it's pretty close. Is it the same fort that Trevante's at?
Did you say fort?
Fort.
Fort.
Yeah, like Fort Worth, you know?
So they're in British Columbia. Trevante's in Oklahoma.
Right.
But the map, they pointed at like Ohio. Like, here's where we are.
Fort Listen, Oklahoma.
Nobody's watching this show. They were like, just Nobody whatever map you have.
Oklahoma's I'm
just,
not in Ohio.
I'm just wondering whether or not the stories are going to converge. I think in a cornfield somewhere.
I think that you're asking too much of this
so
show.
So Anisha's piece of shit daughter is going to end up down there with Trevante somehow, right?
The funniest thing was like the tracker, who's part of the Hillbillies with Shotguns, he's like,
oh God.
He's like, these tire treads look like military. And then does your daughter have stars on the bottom of her
Jesus
soul?
Christ, I forgot
stars
about
are her
that.
Favorite.
Like, dude.
He's and it's like this perfectly preserved, like
it's a little footprint. Girl's footprint.
Oh, like, the starship.
Yeah.
Remember? God, that was dumb.
That was so dumb.
It was so poignant.
Like, oh, yeah. She really loves her stars.
Yeah.
Oh my God, stars are her thing. It's like she has stars on her shoes. There's a footprint of a little
Can
girl.
Can it just be? Oh, there's a small footprint over here. This could be your daughter.
You know what? Probably she probably got kidnapped by the local hillbillies. And if they would have followed her footprint, they probably would have just found her over at the edge of the hills. Over the edge of the mountainside, or there where the woods start. And, you know, that's probably where she went. But now they're going on this wild goose chase down to...
To Marineville?
Oklahoma.
To Oklahoma.
I'm telling you, they're going to meet up in Oklahoma. And it's not going to make any sense. They're going to get there in like 3 hours.
They're going to find her at Trevante's sister's house in Florida.
Right? Yeah. Perfect. At a barbecue.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like...
Casper is a ghost?
She's just doing laps in the pool.
Oh my
God. She's teaching the other kid how to swim.
Casper the ghost is going to show up.
Careful.
Lead him on into the
that
promised
kid
land.
Can't swim.
Oh my God. I really hope they make Casper look like actual Casper the ghost from the comic books.
He's wearing like a shroud in the next episode.
Like,
yeah. He's getting more clear.
He's got three really
transparent.
He's got three cranky ghost cousins.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
You've never watched Casper?
I don't think I've ever seen Casper books? The Ghost. No.
He don't go in for that occult shit.
Yeah.
Don't put that shit on me.
I don't dig on that ghost stuff. I don't dig on that. Same with this freaking notebook.
Anisha's the piece of shit family storyline is the least interesting of a bunch of bad, like poorly
it's,
interesting.
It's so convenient. Lines. Like you said, with the whole footprint thing. Hey, guys! That's the footprints, right?
what's crazy is, so like, you expect us to believe that a Canadian military Humvee drives up. Uh-huh. Finds a girl out. Abandoned in a car while there's like flamethrowers and shit going on in the ravine.
And they have like nothing better to do but steal a child and then run away during this alien attack.
Because she had the magic bullshit device.
I think that's what it is, right? She left the magic bullshit device with her.
Yeah.
I think Anisha brought it with her, didn't she?
No,
I don't think so.
I thought Anisha had it with her.
Just hang on to this.
Because why else would she run down there?
It was in the duffel bag. She's like, hang on to this.
Because she ran down there without a weapon?
Because that's what the bullshit script that ChatGPT said that she needs to do.
Listen, I'm sick of you insulting ChatGPT because ChatGPT could write a better script.
Are you
than
saying?
This.
I was just going to ask if you think ChatGPT could write a better script.
1,000%.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's pretty
We should
bad.
Prompt it.
Pretty bad.
We should give it all the information about this show. Hey, tell me a story.
We should give it all of the information from episode one and tell it to write a series and see what happens.
Oh, Sam Neill be the star.
I know.
It's ChatGPT. Like, you got Sam Neill?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. He's got a gun in every hand.
Oh, yeah. It's an alien invasion with Sam Neill.
Yeah.
So we should point out that this episode starts with alien vision. It's like an invisible alien drone that sneaks up on
some
unsuspecting farm housewife and snatches her, I guess.
Well, but we don't see it.
I don't remember.
Predator.
Remember the little hovering, like, do you hear that? Don't you hear something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Clem, or whatever the fuck his name is sitting on the porch.
Yeah.
When they come through the cornfield.
He's like, Lajo.
Lajo. Lajo.
Lajo.
Lajo.
We're like, I think it means something. No.
No.
It means nothing. Lajo.
I'm getting, every week.
The show is trolling
us. I get a little more cynical and angry.
Yeah.
And
about just life in general.
No, just about this show.
Why don't
because
you
it's like I know people like to listen to us make fun of this show, but it's getting increasingly more difficult.
I don't know what else to say about it.
I'm out of ammo.
I was like, I haven't even pulled up.
He ran thesaurus. Out of thesaurus words.
There's no more thesaurus words for a fucking bullshit, terrible show.
Oh, no.
Heinous. It's odiferous. You know, I'm just thinking these things up top of my head. And I'm fucking drunk right now. It's, you know.
What's the next storyline? Trevante?
Yeah, Trevante Cole.
What does he do?
Love cereal.
Guys.
He eats all that lady cereal.
Five more episodes. How are we going to make it through this?
Vader's in a room by himself right now, in a padded room.
After eating cereal, he goes and he looks at a scarecrow. That's it.
Scarecrow.
But basically.
It's a freaking huge scarecrow, though.
Yeah, it's like 18 feet tall.
It's huge.
There was an image in Casper's serial killer notebook.
Of
a scarecrow. And
Everything means something. It all comes back to the book.
And Rose is like, wait, I recognize this. And then she starts driving Trevante to see the scarecrow.
And he's like, are we there yet?
Yeah, yeah. He's bitching about how long it's taken to drive there.
She just let him out of jail?
Yeah. He should still be sitting in a cell.
She just like, go take the keys.
And I'm not having a good time.
He's like, are we going to, how long is it going to take to get there? God. You stupid small
town.
What
else were you going to do?
Like, did you have plans? Did you want to walk?
Go back to your sister's house. Oh, you can't because she thinks you're an asshole.
Go back to your cell.
You know, speaking of his sister, it was funny because in the episode, Rose walks in and Jude had a couple of drinks by that point, and she was like, is Trevante back at his sister's house?
How'd he get there?
Oh, no. Anyway.
Are Trevante and the new...
They're not going to get together.
Are they going to bang?
No.
Oh, no, there's no way. Bang.
You think?
I think they are.
It's a romance.
For sure.
It is not.
I mean, Jude said that she looks just like his ex-wife.
A little bit.
Right?
But...
Listen, I finished a bottle of wine, and then I opened and finished the bottle of gin Alex brought me back from Scotland.
Oh, how was it?
It was really good.
Awesome.
It was really good.
Nice. See, that's the difference between you and me. You drank it. I would have saved it. It was, I'll drink this in 40 years when I'm dead.
No. I needed a special occasion.
Yeah.
Invasion.
It's literally the only way she can get through the episode.
Yeah.
Because
he came home and I was like, ooh, let's keep watching the movies that we were watching for the other show that we're doing this week. I was like, ooh, let's watch the next one. And he was like, well, first, I think we need to watch Invasion. And I was like, well, I'm getting drunk then.
Yeah. The Scarecrow was cool looking, but it was huge, inexplicably huge.
It's like something I would have made for Halloween.
Listen, in front of my house. If while you're reviewing a show, all you can come up with is, well... The Scarecrow was kind of cool looking.
Yeah.
This show, I don't understand.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be reviewing it. No one should be reviewing
it. Nobody should.
It shouldn't be playing. It shouldn't be airing. There should be no more episodes.
We're giving it way too much airtime than it deserves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got to, what is it, Joe Bob's place.
And Bob?
He's like on the porch all despondent saying Wajo.
I thought his name was Clem.
Clem, okay.
Wajo.
And he reveals that he escaped from being abducted, and he saw all the people that have been abducted.
Mm.
So
what does that do for
us?
Well, it means Jim Bell Tyson might be alive.
Might still be alive.
But it was funny because at the beginning of the episode, again, Drunk Jude was like, she saw Clem, and she was like, is that Jim Bell Tyson? Is that Jim Bell Tyson?
What?
I thought maybe they recast Sam Neill because he's sick.
Oh, I would be... seriously considering not watching the rest of the show if they did that. I would sit here in silence as a protest. It'd be 45 minutes of a quiet podcast.
That's what we should do for the final episode. Just sit here for 45 minutes silently.
Just drink and eat freaking candy corn.
Can I have some more of that candy corn?
You want some pop? You want some more candy corn?
I do, actually.
Team candy corn. Yeah.
You're going to make a bunch of rattling noise. I might as well have myself a couple...
I'm tweeting right now. This is, you know, I'm tweeting. Join us, please.
You know what I love about this
For
show?
For the love of
Here's
God.
Something that I love about this show. We can act as unprofessional and nonsensical as we want, and he doesn't care.
That is a breath of fresh air.
It's refreshing.
This show sucks.
She's like, whatever. So doesn't matter. Do whatever you want.
You know what?
He's always cracking the whip at us.
Give it us one of these bullshit.
What's the last
Wrap it up.
I love it when he fingers us.
Yeah.
Speaking of fingering, we got some alien butthole fisting.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Butthole fist. Oh, because they're in the butthole with the thing. Yeah. Okay.
She takes her gloves off to fist.
Oh, man.
No glove, no love.
raw dogging that shit. Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, dogs. I really want to feel you.
And the whole thing, the whole time, the thing's like, no, stop, it's painful.
It hurts.
It hurts.
It hurts.
It hurts.
Stop.
Please stop. She's just sitting there just.
Mitsuki. What's her name? Mitsuki?
Yeah.
They pronounce it weird.
Yeah, they keep calling her Mitsuki.
Mitsuki.
Mitsuki. Yeah. Mitsuki.
Oh, God. Yeah, the butthole thing.
Sorry. Sorry, man. She just makes some more noises.
Who listens to this? Why are you watching this video?
Quit watching this show. We don't want to do it anymore. Just stop. Yes. Give us an excuse to quit watching. You're killing us. I want to watch good shows.
I want to talk about the Continental.
I do.
I have to talk about this piece of crap.
Wajo's
going to be my safe word from now on.
Brown Elon Musk in the Amazon jungle.
I don't even know why I'm asking these questions because I'm the host and I have to bring this conversation somewhere.
Wipe your tears off.
Boba Fett's in the fucking, he's the only guy in the space. What the fuck are they talking
Save
about?
Save yourself, man.
I don't
know
what's going on right now. candy corn.
It's so good.
It is.
Yeah. So she's torturing this thing, trying to get some information out of it.
Because she's the only one who can hear it talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. She goes in there, full suit, does the electromagnetic womp, 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 womp thing. And it's like, oh my God, please stop. It hurts so bad. And then there's a child that pops out of the butthole.
Yeah.
And it's her girlfriend, but younger.
It's Hinata.
It's Hinata.
Why is it a young version of her girlfriend?
Because they couldn't get the actress to come.
Yeah, probably.
Some random Asian chick.
They're like, let's make her young. Why? Wouldn't that be super weird?
It's super weird.
Didn't she just get, like, it's her girlfriend. She misses her girlfriend, and then she gets, like, a child version
when
of it?
She's 12.
Weird.
Hot.
No. No. Hard pass.
But what was strange about this point is, so Hinata has been absorbed into the hive mind. And when she's communicating with Mitsuki, they're saying that, like, the aliens are the one, like, you attacked us. And Mitsuki's like, but no, you're trying to wipe us out. And it's like, no, you're the enemy. You tried to hurt us. And so it's the first time that we've gotten a sense that, like, the aliens feel like they've been the ones wronged.
Didn't they show up and just...
They came to our planet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, everything, like, things from the sky... And they attacked London.
Uh-huh. You know, the fridge crawlers.
Are the aliens gaslighting her?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I think that's what they're doing. The aliens are trying to gaslight them.
We just came here to, like, heal your planet.
Yeah.
And you guys started attacking us.
Yeah. What's wrong
with
you?
I heard you do that to some other guy, like, thousands of years ago. He came here to help you, and you killed him.
You know, the funniest part
Leviticus.
About...
What?
The funniest part about this episode is when the leader of the world... Woman King. She's talking to Indian Elon Musk, and she goes back to her council to talk about, like, the hunter killers, the worst aliens that now can't be killed by anything.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah.
They're impervious to everything. And this guy's like, biological weapons almost have no effect.
almost.
And I was like, wait. What type of biological weapons are they using against the aliens?
That almost work.
Agent Orange.
Yeah, that almost was just to make it feel a little bit nicer going in.
No, look, they work, but they almost don't work. Like they're so resilient to
it. Yeah, they give them a little itch. Make them scratchy. You gotta go take some Benadryl or something.
Yeah, but they mentioned napalm. Napalm doesn't work, all this other stuff. And then they're like, biological weapons almost don't work.
And it's COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, I was like, what are you using, like, anthrax on these guys?
If they had put the coof on them, they'd probably, like, win the war.
Everybody can at least just stay in their ships all the time.
Everybody can just put on a fucking mask.
The alien comes out, it's wearing a mask.
Fucking Fauci comes out of the ship.
Gotta get your vaccine. Gotta get they start. The aliens start dying because they take the vaccine. Yeah.
We tricked the aliens into getting vaccinated. Bill Gates just puts a button
by Pfizer. Pfizer and the aliens are
like, why do my aliens and people keep dying? And then we're like, well, because you have to get the second vax.
Are you out on your boosters?
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say about this show.
I don't either.
I'm so over this show. I fuck you people for making me watch this show. I'm upset. I'm literally angry.
You remember how in our last episode we talked about the French army and how rude they were?
Yeah.
We were doing our French impressions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, oui.
Oh, I texted Alex the other day because mm-hmm. I was watching another French series. I think on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's called Marianne. It was a horror series. Really good. But it's French and every single character in that show smokes. And I texted Alex immediately. I was like, we're spot on with this. Every single character was like, she's trying to hunt me with a beach.
Why would I bother with any of this, huh? You're all useless people. Yeah.
Everybody in France smokes cigarettes.
Is that my mother or is that the witch? Who cares?
Me a baguette. Baguette and a cigarette. It's no good.
Okay, anyway, back to you, Kadesh.
So we had a French person comment on our video.
Oh, yeah.
And they commented in both English and French.
No.
Just to prove
that they were French?
They were French.
Good for them.
And this is from KP20179. And he says, here in France, we smoke at 5 and drink at 6. And we only eat baguette and croissant. Plus, we don't give a fuck about the aliens. We would protest about it.
That's about right.
Okay. The comments Fantastic. That we get on these videos.
Legit.
Almost them. Make it worth having to watch this show.
I'm not sure about this week.
This week was rough.
This week's episode is a little out there.
We're stretched really thin on coming up with things to say about this show.
Did you guys notice, though, how Mitsuki saw, like, Casper in the butthole.
Yeah.
He was like calling out to her.
Listen, when I look into a butthole directly, sometimes I see things too.
Listen, all I saw was the alien from that one movie with where they were under the ocean.
Oh, The Abyss?
In The Abyss.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was doing like weird stuff. I don't know. I don't know, man. This show needs to end.
I am shocked at how a show can go 45, 50 minutes and literally do nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally nothing.
It's really remarkable, right?
It takes insane. A certain level of skill to just waste people's time like this.
Yeah, it seems intentional at this point.
It really does.
Yeah. Who makes this show?
Simon Kinberg.
We need to like directly start.
Does he have a Twitter?
Oh well, I'm gonna
find
out.
Shit.
You mean an X?
It's like, yeah. Dude, your show sucks.
Like, no, just be like, hey man, it takes what you just said.
It
takes a certain type of skill to waste somebody's time.
I can't do it right now because we're on space.
It takes a certain amount of skill to make 10 episodes about absolutely nothing.
Yeah. I don't have anything else to say. I want to end the show so we can talk about Scream.
Oh goody.
Let's go.
Scream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fuck this show. I'm seriously upset that I have 5 more episodes of this garbage to get through.
I was going to say
I don't know what we're going to do. No, this is October and into November. This is like almost a holiday. This is almost a Thanksgiving thing.
And it's crazy how a 10 episode series feels so long. You know, like we've gotten through other series before and it's just flown by because we've been having fun.
This
show feels like it takes forever to get through.
I would literally watch Andor again.
That's a pretty slow show.
I would rather watch Andor than this show. This is nonsense.
At least stuff happens on that show.
Yeah.
Andy Serkis is.
I've never experienced a television show.
That's because you normally probably would have stopped watching.
I would rather finish the recent season of The Witcher then finish this.
I haven't even started that because I know it's bad already.
It's really bad.
I don't know who their audience is for this show. I don't know who watches this show because they think this show is good.
They're literally making it just for us. And they're purposely making it as boring as possible just to torture us.
I'm kind of feeling this way. I am not promising to watch
season 3. Are you Wajoing this episode?
I feel like Casper in his bed with the fucking ventilator and stuff on right now. Wajo.
Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to him?
Well, that's the next episode.
Fuck him.
We just kind of alternate episodes.
The child is useless. He has done nothing for a whole season.
He's just lying
this
there.
This show makes my ass twitch.
Yeah. His eyes are doing the REM sleep
the
thing.
Rhythm thing.
It's like, oh, look, his eyes are moving.
He's been in there for 4 months. He hasn't done anything, though.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done.
He has a seizure an hour again.
Yeah.
Don't care.
All right, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done. All right, Invasion Season 5, or Episode 5.
Sucks.
Oh, God.
Season 5,
don't let
no.
there be a season
don't put
five.
That evil out there, Ricky Bobby.
They're not going to fund this show for that long. There's no way.
They probably will.
No.
It's a great show.
They'll do it just to spite
us. This show is critically acclaimed.
Is it, though?
I don't know. Is it?
What if our show is, like, linked to the lively, to the continuation of this show? What if... Funny. If that show gets canceled,
we get canceled.
We can't get canceled.
What if we're tied?
We're not
like the butthole.
No.
What if they're the other side of the butthole?
We can't get canceled though, because we, the four of us at this table, are in charge of who cancels us.
Or I get robbed again.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe we're single-handedly keeping this show alive.
What if Simon Kinberg and James Mangold form an alliance.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus.
To take us down.
Unstoppable.
Yeah.
Simon Kinberg.
I started a new cork jar. Don't come for me.
Well, did you really?
Yeah.
Nice. Simon Kinberg can kiss my fat ass. All right. This show sucks. Make something good. What else has he made? Has he made anything good?
X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Oh, fuck you. Okay. Let's end this thing right now.
All right. That's it, guys. If you've watched this long,
welcome.
Good for you.
We're sorry.
Salty.
Yar. If you're not watching this show and you're just watching our reviews to see how much torture we can take, thank you. Consider joining our membership where you can pay to torture us. And you get extra content every week. And yeah. All right, folks.
Odiferous.
I'm out of here.